Yes, your name.
Yeah.
Not recording.
Malcolm share two versions or two visions. Mm-hmm. Mama Sinai, that was the title?
Yeah.
For the Chodesh Tov, what's left? I will explain the title and then we'll get to work. Because it's Erev Shavuot, we figured we'd pick a topic related to Mamad Har Sinai. And there's a famous topic problem that there's two versions, not only the Ten Commandments, but two versions of what happens after the Ten Commandments. There's one version in Shemot and one version in Torah. I want to begin to share simply to show what the problem is, and then the rest of the show will try to understand what's going on. The goal of the share is to appreciate one long Ramban, which we'll study. From an educational point of view, I want to try and show you how to appreciate A, how amazing Ramban is, and B, what I suggest is the proper way to learn Ramban. Is by learning Chumash first, and basically to play the same game. If you read a Ramban without playing the same game the Ramban plays, if you don't, Ramban's like a chavruta. If you didn't prepare the topic and delve with the same problems Ramban did, you won't understand this conversation. As opposed to Meiri, if you ever studied Meiri or Rishon like that, you're not doing the sugya and you can understand the Meiri. If you're not swimming in the sugya, you'll never understand the Ramban properly. So let's begin with the story after the Ten Commandments are over in Sefer Shemot. Four lines, I call it what's it called when everything's downhill? Like, the climax is over and then it's all... Yeah, so... Or adulthood. Now, we finish the Ten Commandments, then your question, do you sit down, don't you sit down, and you wait till you leave? Then Brolda, things are always worried about in shul. Well, you're supposed to stand up, now when do we sit down? So we have four psukim to make up our mind. And they go like this. Everyone has it? Perek, Af, Pasek, it's either going to be Tetzav or Yadalva, depending on your chumash. The psukim are different depending on how you number the psukim in the Ten Commandments. Again, Terechaf, after the last commandment. Okay, we'll start. B'chol ha'am, everyone have it? Shvi. B'chol ha'am rim et ha'kolot v'tlapidim, v'kol ha'shofar v'tar ha'shen, v'yam v'yanu v'yandu merachok. The people got scared because of all the theatrics of Mamad Har Sinai. Simple. V'amru ha'moshe, daber atay imanu v'nishma, v'ay daber imanu alvim tanamut. What did they ask Moshe to do? We don't want to hear from God anymore. We want you to speak to us. Daber atay imanu. And we'll, whatever you say, we'll listen to. But we don't want God to speak to us. Why are they requesting that? So simple. What happened? Something? They got scared.
They were overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Rather unnatural experience.
Yeah. Now, the question, why weren't they overwhelmed after the first commandment? So I like to joke around and say, the commandment that really scared them was Lo Tachmud. So all the other ones they understand. That one says, this is getting too rough. We need a break. Pasuk Yud Zayin. But you have to help me here. Everyone understand the conversation so far? The people are scared, overwhelmed. They say, Moshe, we want to hear from you, not from God. But Moshe Alam, Al Tirau. Meaning, don't? What's Moshe encouraging them to do? To stick with it. What's God doing? He's coming to? What's the Nasot? No. To elevate?
Yeah.
You read Rashi? Okay, that's right. It's going to be beautiful, that's not our topic tonight. A beautiful Machlok Parshanim, Ramban summarizes them all. Beautiful Machlok Parshanim is the Nasot, to mean to elevate you? Okay, Lavrim, like Anes. Hey, what else can it mean? To test you. Right? Like Nisayon. Well, or does it mean? It can mean, it's beautiful Machloket Parshanim. But God has a reason for doing this without taking a side. What's Moshe telling them to do? It's okay to be fearful, but stick with it, because this is for your good. But Moshe is encouraging them to stay. Is that me? Merachok, what's that mean? The people stood at a distance. Did they listen to Moshe or not?
No.
They Did they go farther away? They say where they were? Okay. Chumash is an expert at being unclear, isn't it? And it's always intentional. Where's Moshe go? To the Arafel. Rashi says, Yanan, where God is on the mountain. And then what happened? Who did God listen to?
People.
And what's God decide to do? He talks to Moshe. And then we have a whole set of laws until the end of Perachat Gimel. Got it? Nice story. You follow? That's what happened. Now, keep that in mind. Let's look at the Ten Commandments in Sefer Dvarim. You can take it. Where was Moshe standing before then? Where was Moshe during the Ten Commandments? On top or on the bottom? They take a vote. From what you remember, without the movie. Where was Moshe during the Ten Commandments? On the top or on the bottom? What? Well, let's take a vote, just for the fun of it. During the Ten Commandments, is Moshe on the mountain by himself with God, or is he down with the people? Who says he's down with the people? Okay, who says he's up on the mountain? You had Chumash. Okay. Listen, take a look. We need to do this tricky right now. Take a look at the end of Perikatet. Okay. Look at Pasach Hafei. That's what you were talking about, Pasach Hafei? Yeah, look. Look at Pasach Hafei. Vayir Moshe La'am, Vayir Elehem. Moshe went down to people and told them what? And told them what? The Ten Commandments?
No.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because you went Chumash. But you didn't just read... Most people think that Moshe went down and told them the Ten Commandments. But that's not what happened. Read Pasachaf. Ve'er Hashem Ahar Sinai, Arush Ahar, Ha'yikra Hashem Moshe, Ba'osha Ve'am Moshe. God comes down to the top of the mountain, and God calls Moshe and tells him, come on up. And God tells Moshe, Reina Eid Ba'am, Pen Yesu Hashem Nir'ot, Ben Afabim Ben Rav, go warn the people. Not to do what? Go warn them. Don't get too close, because you might see God. And even the Kohanim coming close, you have to be careful. Because something might, that's Bikravaya, in case you want to know where God said Bikravaya Kadesh. Remember after Nadavan of you? When God tells, that's what God said Bikravaya Kadesh? It's this pasuk right here. It's gotta be. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, lo yuchal melot ahar Sinai ki ata haidot abanu lemar ve'at ahar. Super difficult pasuk. What's Moshe arguing about? We can't get into that. Vayomer Hashem elav, lech red valit ata ve'aron imach. Go down. And then do what? And you and Aaron come back up. For what? Probably to get to Luchot or get the Ten Commandments. Right? But the Kohanim, you and Aaron can come up, but nobody else. Moshe went down and did what? Told him what? Don't come up. But God told him to tell them, like you said. But that's not the Ten Commandments. But almost everyone who reads the Ten Commandments, like Sukkot and Zimra, thinks Moshe went down and told him the Ten Commandments. It doesn't say it. All the Parshim explain, like you said. Moshe came down and tells them to warn them. Now where's the, did Moshe go back up or not? Chumash doesn't tell us.
He's saying that the object of, Vayomer Elohim is the previous material?
For sure. Every Parshan says that. Almost every Parshan. I'm pretty sure every Parshan. It's a simple meaning. You follow the unit. Now, there's a beautiful drash I saw. I'm pretty sure it's a medrash. I forgot where I saw it. I know it's a medrash. He says that God told Moshe, go down and tell the people don't come up. And as Moshe goes down, he catches him by surprise and tells the Ten Commandments. And keeps you understand what God does? He wants everyone equal to the Ten Commandments. And he's sort of tricking Moshe Rabbeinu. No, go down and tell them don't come up and you don't come up. And before Moshe comes back up, he tells them to everybody. And that's a beautiful drash. So I'm built on the fact that we're never told that Moshe goes back up. I'm pointing this out for one reason. It's super unclear what's happening, isn't it?
It's unclear. I mean, they've just been told, stay put.
Yeah.
And then they say, you speak to God, you dear mirror, as if they, I mean, what's the happening? As if they've been told to come up and speak directly. It seems like there's something missing in between.
Like lots of, there's tons of things missing. So that's the goal of the shir, is to figure out what's going on. So hopefully you're all confused. That was the first, that was my goal. And to be confused, all you need to do is read the psukim. You don't have to not understand anything to be confused. If you understand the psukim, you're confused. Just look at now we have the Ten Commandments, and then we have the story of, then we get the Ten Commandments. Then we get the story that people got scared. They say, Moshe, you speak to us. We don't want to hear from God. And then the people stand at a distance. And Moshe goes on to the Arfel. And then it seems we get Parsha Mishpatim. But who did they hear? Did they hear the Ten Commandments from God? Seems so. Now, keep that story in mind. And Turk, either take out your other Chumash or leave your finger there. And go to the parallel story in Sefer Dvarim. Perakei Dvarim. The Kanan. Shabbat Nachamu. Perakei. Everyone find the Ten Commandments? We'll skip them. And we'll pick up the story with Pasachah. Everyone at Perakhav? Pasachav, I'm sorry. Perakhav, Pasachav. Vayikhu shomachem et hakol mitoch hachoshech, v'har bo'er ba'ish, v'atikvun elai kol roshei shivtechem v'diknechem. What's it sound like? So far the same thing? Similar. Definitely similar. Not identical, but similar. You heard the kol, what'd you hear? The kol mitoch hachoshech, and v'har bo'er ba'ish. And you said as follows, Pasach HaFalas. But Tomru, the people came to Moshe and said as follows, Hei niranu Hashem Eloheinu kvodo vet gudlo, vet kolos shamanu mitoch ha'esh, hayom azel ra'inu ki yidaber Elohim et Adam v'chai. What are they saying, Moshe? We're believers. We saw God, we heard God. Now we know it's possible that man can really hear God. It's doable. But, Tata lamanamut. Im yutzvim anachnu, did I skip something? Okay, I'm sorry. Now what? Now we know it's possible, but we also realize it's impossible. Too much. One day Yom Kippur, fine. Any more of this, we can't take it anymore. But we got the point, Moshe Rabbeinu. But any more of this is too much. Therefore, what they want, who possibly could, who else could hear the voice of God coming from the fire and survive? Remember the burning bush?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? What was Moshe's question? Remember? The same thing, isn't it? Remember, is it possible that something organic or something human can be consumed by fire and still survive? Now they come with their suggestion. Pasach Chavdalad. Chav ata ushma et kol asher yomar Hashem Eloheinu va'at edaber eleinu et kol asher yidaber Hashem Eloheinu elecha v'shamanu v'asinu. What do they suggest? You go listen to your calling and we'll take your notes. Hello? That's exactly what they're saying. You go and listen to God. You can handle that. And whatever you tell us, we'll listen. And whatever you say on behalf of God, we'll listen. So far it's the same story or not?
It's not exactly.
It's not word for word, but it's similar. You agree it's similar? Yeah.
It seems like here everything is done. And they're saying, in the future, like, okay, we did this, we're okay with this, but from now on, you do it.
Yeah. That was, we got the point, but... Yeah.
Whereas...
You don't get that
same sense from the other story.
Yeah. Again, we'll get to that very soon. But what I want to point out now It sounds similar. It's definitely not identical. So the commentators are going to have a big argument. Is this indeed the same story with two different versions? Or is it two different stories, what I like calling the title, two different visions? Understand the problem? So let's read on what happens. But so far, everyone agrees it's very similar. Now, from what you remember, what happens next? That, based on the story last time, what did Moshe say? What was Moshe's reaction to that request?
Okay.
Moshe said what? Don't be afraid, stick with it. He said, "Al tiro." Now, let's see what happens now. Pasuk Chafei. God happened to overhear the conversation. He was eavesdropping. What's going to tell Moshe? Good idea. They chapter. Mi itain. That's the saying in Hebrew today. Halavai. Mi itain. Vayalav avam zeh. Lahem, liralti, v'dishmor, kol mitzvotai kol yamin, v'man nitav lehem v'lishem lo'olam. They should always fear me like this. I got them right where I want them. They fear me, and they're not too close. Lech emor lahem, go tell the people what? Shuvu lachem lo'olachem. What's that mean? Go back to your tents. V'ata, you Moshe Rabbeinu, po amori madi, you stay with me, v'ata bray lecha, et kol ha-mitzvah, v'chukim ha-mishpatim, asher fandim, v'subaharetz, and the rest of the Sefer Dvarim. Remember, we did that, sir, for sure. The laws of Sefer Dvarim are the laws that Moshe Rabbeinu first received during these 40 days. Moshe goes up now for 40 days. Moshe received these laws after the Ten Commandments. Moshe learned them, and Moshe taught them over and over again to the people, because that's what they asked for. The last time he teaches these laws is in Sefer Dvarim. And that's the rest. The story that we need, we've read. The last section of the story, is it the same or different? Is it the same as we saw in Shmod or different? What? Where is it different? What details are different?
Well,
she
doesn't say anything.
But, now,
it's
that
version of come up and get
one. Shmod doesn't talk about. But
the analog in Shmos to this comment of.
In Shmod, who responds to the fear?
Moshe.
And what do you say? Don't worry. Who responds to the fear in Dvarim?
God.
And what do you say? Good idea. Now. Now, is this the same story? And I have to chop it and say, Moshe said good idea, and God said, Moshe said bad idea, and God said good idea. If I go, that's one possibility. Or do I say, it's two different stories. You follow? There's no way to tell for sure. What's the proof? Ebenezer says one way, Ramban says a different way. There's two great parshim like Ramban. If Ramban and Ebenezer reach different conclusions, then don't be... one thing really cool, if you know your like modern stuff, the Shomrim, they have a Chumash. You know the Shomrim have a Bible? The Shomrim.
Yeah.
It's written in ancient Hebrew. And their Chumash... the story in Dvarim is intertwined in the story in Shmot. They're passing like Ebenezer. Even before they were before him. That's their version takes the story in Shmot, in Dvarim, and includes it in the story in Shmot. That's really neat, yeah.
A second question. It kind of seems to be perfect today that
Why would God say come closer and then say keep your distance?
If he said that,
why would God and Moshe disagree?
Or, does Hashem not know what Bnei Yisrael is going to say, therefore he's going to...
That question, does God know what's going to happen? You can ask anyone in Chumash. What's the first conversation between man and God?
Right.
Remember that one?
Right. Yeah.
He asked Adam, where are you? Like, he doesn't know.
So I think, what's the purpose of sending Moshe to ask them?
Wait.
What?
So, simply, what's bothering you? You're bothered that Moshe and God disagree? If you're bothered that God and Moshe disagree, you got a problem with all Chumash. Okay? Yeah, okay.
Shmos,
Hashem ratified the people's idea when he said he spoke to them directly. Mm-hmm. And
that
there is a similarity with the parshim Varna. And the big difference is in
Varna, it's also go back home, and
in Shmos... Ah, very good. You hear it? What's your name? Yisrael. What's Yisrael? Yisrael. What Yisrael is saying is that God's responsible. We're at the end of the story. At the end of the story, where are the people in the Dvarim? Where are they? The back of the tents. In Sefer Shemot, where are they? They're standing still in Har Sinai, just flipping farther back. That's an anchor. In my opinion, that's the anchor of saying there's two different visions, not two different versions. And that's hard to reconciliate, isn't it? To reconciliate the end of the story.
To reconcile.
Oh yeah, I got that word wrong. Sorry. To reconcile the two stories is impossible. Because at the end of the first story, they're standing in Har Sinai. And at the end of this story, in Devarim, they're going home. Yeah?
We're also going to point out that the previous process from when you started, there's another significant difference. And that is, here he refers to receiving the
luchos. Yeah, I skipped. He's talking about putting his head on purpose, okay.
So receiving the luchos really clearly happened.
That happened later, yeah. But that pasuk is in parentheses. You're right, but that would make it too complicated. It doesn't ruin anything in the share, but it would take 10 minutes to explain why it's a question and why it's really not a question.
The story is set up, though, already in the test in Shmos. The argument between God and Moshe. God says, not a good idea for them to come close.
But back in Tariq Yitzet.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's set up already there. He's not good for him to get too close.
Yeah.
Your
answer is a whole answer that to answer the question, we have to learn Tariq Yitzet first.
Huh?
To answer the question, we have to learn Tariq Yitzet before we do Tariq Yitzet.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do now. And to save time, because we have to finish before Chatzot. Yeah. Let's get this page out, which is a summary. Pass it written into groups. Pass this page around.
Where's my, this page?
I'm sure I did that before.
There should be enough there. There's a whole bunch. There should be. There should be enough for everybody, isn't there? Oh, there's more. I have more here. That's that one. This one. I'm sure there's more. Here we go. Here's the first three graphs. Another one. 1, 2, something like that. Anybody else need? There should be enough now. Who else needs? I'm sure 1 or 2 a couple of people can share.
Part of experience.
Okay, take a look at the page. Everyone have it? I thought we had that. I'm sorry. look at the page. What I did here is, I'll tell you the assignment, which we don't have time to do. But we do this in school when we have like 5 hours to do it. I tell the class, take Perek Yutet, divide it into paragraphs, and give a title for each paragraph. That's the methodology. I try to teach how to learn Chumash. It teaches you critical, how to read critically. So inevitably, the first eight psukim is a paragraph, it's a unit. It's background, and then there's the proposal. I think we've discussed that proposal many times. God says, do you want to be a nation representing God? We call Brit Sinai. God makes the proposition, and the people answer and agree to the proposition. Are you willing to be my covenantal partner? And hence, be a Mamlechet Koni B'Goy Kadosh. And the people say yes. And after they say yes, what should happen? After they agree to the covenant, what should happen? They should hear the terms of the covenant. That's just, because the Ten Commandments are the terms of the covenant. But instead of agreeing to the covenant and they're getting the Ten Commandments right away, it's followed by a discussion, how is God going to transmit them? And that's the that's section B, which I call preparation. We go from proposition to preparation. In section B, God tells Moshe first, here's how I'm going to transmit them. I'm going to come to you in the thickness of a cloud. I'm sure we did that sure once. We call that, did we do that plan A, plan B? If you don't remember, then it sounds right. Because you reminded me we did that. But the God's original plan is, I'll speak to Moshe in the thickness of a cloud and the people over here, so that in a way that they're sure that God's talking, but Moshe will explain what God's saying, what the Rambam calls chituch milim. They hear the call and Moshe explains word by word what God meant. The people say, we don't like that plan. The way Rashi explains, we want to hear directly from you, we want to see God. And God says, if that's what you want, fine, but be prepared. And hence, get ready for 3 days, wash your clothes, the whole thing. Ready? And then on the third day, if you're ready for this, God will speak to you directly. That's the preparation. Is that the whistle that starts the game or ends the game? Awesome. Okay, that would take again. I'm every half word here is a whole share. Which I got to control myself not to get into them. You can spend the whole night learning this stuff. Now, they're all prepared. What should happen on day three? On day three, God should come and appear to them directly. And that's what happens in C, we call Revelation. On the third day, we'll read that, you can read it in your Chumashur, in the small print. There's all this noise and thunder and lightning, and the people are scared, and they stay in the camp. What does Moshe do? Moshe says, hey, you asked for the guest speaker. No one showed up. He goes to the camp, brings him to the mountain and says, let's start over again. And again, everything's thundering and lightning. And it seems like God's speaking to them. And Pasuk is that, which I call D. They call Shofar Halech L'Chazek Mod, the sound of the shofar, which is probably Shofar Yavel, is getting stronger and stronger. And what are we expecting to happen? God should say the Ten Commandments. And what do we find? Moshe Yidaber, the leaving end of a call. And go figure that one out. And every question says something different. It's Moshe speaking to God, asking questions. It's Moshe speaking to the people, telling them the Ten Commandments. It's Moshe speaking to the people, telling them the Eight Commandments, the first two, the last eight, a whole share. Which purpose, I'm not explaining now, but that's the unit. Yeah. After that ambiguous pasuk, in pasuk Yitzhak, then we have what I call limitation. Look at E, because that's important for the share. Because that's what you were talking about, Rabbi Becker, right? You were talking about E. What I call limitation. Actually, we read these psukim, I'm sorry. God comes down the mountain to Rosh Har. God comes down to the top, even though he's down there already. And he calls Moshe, Moshe, come on up. Go tell the people, don't come too close. Because if they come too close and look, they're going to die. Moshe says, we told them already. And God says, tell them anyhow. And God tells Moshe to go down, and Moshe goes down and tells the people, don't get too close. So why are we so surprised? You understand the question? You follow? Based on this limitation, the end of Parashat Tet, based on that conversation where God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, warn the people, don't get too close, because they might see him die, why are we so surprised that and at the end of Perachat, after the Dibrot, the people, tell Moshe that the people stand far away.
But that doesn't say that in Shmo, in the Etchanan. It says, Vatikavon.
Yeah. And they said that they did hear.
But it says, Rashi Yishu Pechem and Zikmichem. Vatikavon Yivai Kor Rashi
Yishu Pechem. There's another question, which is, it happens all the time. Ramban talks about it. That whenever they talk to Moshe, is it the people talking to Moshe Rabbeinu or just the leaders? What seems to be happening is that the leaders represent the people, For example, God tells Moshe, go tell the people, Im Shemati Shema B'Koli. Moshe tells it to the Skenim, and the Skenim tells it to the people. The people have the response, tells the Skenim. It seems to be that the protocol of the conversation is that God speaks to Moshe, Moshe to the Skenim to the people. Chazal learned it from the Pesukim in Parashat Hamadalad, when Moshe comes down with the Luchot. And first comes Aaron, Nadav, and Aaron and Shibim Skenim. Come, and then Moshe talks to the rest of the people. Remember what Chazal say? Moshe talks to Aaron, and Aaron talks to the Skenim, and the Skenim to the people, and everyone learned it four times.
But it yeah. Isn't talking here, he's leaving out Moshe. He's just saying, there's a description of Akom Yisrael HaChoshech,
What do you mean?
So it's right after the description of the Kolos Brachin, it's the Zatik Rabuni Laiko Rashish of the Chim Vignivan. We don't hear about Moshe.
We don't hear about the Ten Commandments there.
Right. We're not hearing anything. We're just, when I'm hearing something about
Moshe. And sorry, okay, we're going to go back to that. Wait a minute, we'll go back to that. Okay. I want to make sense out of Shemot first, and then we'll see how Dvarim's going to fit in. Now, again, I want to return to my title. There's a similar story in Shemot, in Dvarim, and two parts almost the same story in Shemot. Are these different versions of the same story? Are these different stories? It's different versions or different visions. And every parshan has to make a decision. It's one way or the other. Either it's two different events that happened, and then I have to figure out what event happened when, or it's the same event being told from different angles. And that's the goal this year, to try and put together what happened.
Let's back to your test for a minute.
Yeah, we're in your test, yeah.
When he called Shavar Olet from Zikmod, Moshe is a bear. Is a bear what? I haven't missed that in years.
I talked about that. I said that's a 3-hour share. And that's why I skipped it.
Try to condense it to a sentence or two.
Okay. Two things. In Moshe Yidaber, two possibilities. Yeah. Is Moshe talking to the people, or is he talking to God? Who's Moshe talking to? As Moshe would speak, God would answer him with a call. Okay. As Moshe would speak what? The Ten Commandments to the people, God would answer and say...
You're addressing who's in the conversation, I'm asking content.
No, but I can't deal with content until I talk about who's in the conversation. I'm setting up possibilities. Either Moshe is talking to the people, and then most likely it's the content is the Ten Commandments. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi says it's the last eight commandments. And they skip the first two, which is really neat. Ramban holds, Moshe is having a conversation with God. And what are they talking about? This is an introduction to Psukim Chaf to Chafei. But the Pasuk Yitzed is simply an introduction to Pasuk to E. No, D introduces E. You follow how the cutouts for these units help? Because when asking students to make the paragraphs, half the class is going to include your test, and half the class is going to start from Chaf. And that machloket in the class is going to be the machloket among the commentators. Now, okay? If Moshe is talking, then it's a debrot. Then the question is, what debrot is it talking, and why did the plan change? Why is Moshe saying it, but not God? If it's not talking about the debrot, then it's simple. This is an introduction to how God and Moshe have a conversation about what we call limitation. That's any more than that would take, to explain the opinions is would take too long. We have to see them inside. Now, both the two questions I had, Rabbi Becker and Yisrael, we'll see them all in the commentators very soon. After this limitation section, we have the Ten Commandments. Who's saying the Ten Commandments? Is God saying them the most? God saying them, but who's he saying them to?
It's rather unclear.
Because it says who's saying them. What's it say? By Zabirulim, Hell. Who's God talking to?
And Kolader, it doesn't say who.
Yeah. Every other time in Chumash, it's by Daber Elohim, Avyom Elohim, El, something. Here we have, for some reason, God says, we have no idea who he says it to. You see how it's the same thing over and over again? Who's God telling me that he wrote to? To everybody or just to Moshe? And the Ten Commandments, I divided into two groups, F and G. See then? What's the reason for this division between F and G? I mean, the first two and the last eight, what's the logic behind the division? Other than everyone knows the reason. What's the reason for why did I divide it between two groups, F and G? That's
the first place the ones that God said out loud to people.
Yeah. Chazal say that the first two we heard directly from God, and the last eight through Moshe. And what's the, it's not in the text, but it's implied in the text. How is it implied in the text? The first two are in first person, and the last eight are in second person. That we're all familiar with, aren't we? Now, that might be the reason, but Rabban disagrees. He says, there's a different reason why it's first and second person. It has to do with the content of each commandment. When we deal with our relationship with God directly, it's first person. When we deal with applications of that relationship, it's in second person. Rabban says it's the same. It's not because of nothing happened in the middle. Okay. Now, after the Ten Commandments, then we have the story we just read, the sphere story in H. Now, before we continue, we're going to, like we did Perek Yutet in 5 minutes, we're going to do Parshas Mishpatim in 1 minute. We had the sphere story, and then what follows? Vayom Hashem and I, see I? Vayom Hashem and Kol Tamar of Bnei Yisrael. God says, go tell this to Bnei Yisrael, followed by a whole set of laws, which we call Parshas Mishpatim, which is, you follow what I did on the little sheet there, what I call I? It's all Parak, the end of Parshas Yitro, all Parak Chaf Aleph, Chaf Bet, and Chaf Gimel, which is a whole set of laws. Now, a totally different shir is isolating these laws and studying their own internal structure. It's called the Kol Tamar unit. What laws are there, what laws aren't there, what's the structure of the laws, what's the logic of the laws, why now, why before, it's a whole different topic. But right now they're in a box, I'm closing the box. They're in a window and I'm minimizing the window, putting in my toolbar. That's I. And, oh, I have to give you another page now. There's had more up here. Pass this around.
Get this way. This way.
Pass those out. That's that. If you want to do something on Shavuot, somebody take these cutouts and try to understand them, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay. Jay should really be together with I. It's still part of God speaking, the Kol Tamar unit, but it's different because everything, and what I call I, are laws, and this is a promise, or a conditional promise. And if you keep my laws, I'll help you conquer the land. And if you don't, you're in trouble. That's called Hinei Anochi Shelach Malach, which stands alone. Now, after that's over, there's another story, which is the famous Nasa Benishma. Everyone remember that story? God tells Moshe coming up, and we have that, and we have the first Kiddush, first Pesha Kiddush. You know that story, don't you? At Har Sinai, there's a place of Kiddush. There's Zachim, there's Shlamim. They read the Torah, there's Shul, there's Kriyas Torah followed by Kiddush Chol. There's no story yet, Naveen. We didn't need them yet. So Moshe, so look at Pasuk Daled. Vayavo Moshe, Vayisaper Lav Kol Divrei Hashem Et Kol Hamishpatim. Then call a car, we amru kodah shuri ver nasev, and I told Moshe to call Divrei Hashem, v'ashkei b'boker, and he built a mizbeach, 12 matzevot, and they bring parim, shlamim, and they sprinkle, there's all ceremony, there's a shul president, they say mazal tov, they do the whole routine, and then look at 24-7. What's 24-7 about? 24-7 is what? Vayikra bozneyam. And what do people say? The thing is not Sabinishma. They're ratifying. What are they ratifying? Which breed? The Ten Commandments? The laws of Mishpatim? It would seem the laws of Pasha Mishpatim. What's Rashi say? What did you learn when you were in kindergarten?
That this really came before.
This happened earlier. Your kindergarten teacher realized something's out of order. They said that this whole story happened earlier. We're not going to get that far today, but I want you to, if you use your cutouts, you can, we'll be able to figure that out later, why, what leads Chazal to say that. If we have time, we'll get back to that. We have this ceremony, and then look at El, which is the last half of Perek Chavdalet. God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, come up the mountain, and Pasuk Yudbet, and I'm going to give you their Luchot Eben, the Torah and the Mitzvah, which I wrote, to teach them. And Moshe goes up the mountain, and he's there for 40 days and 40 nights. Okay? That's the end of Parsha Mishpatim. Then we have Truma Tetzave, all the laws of the Mishkan. Sugra Mishkan, we call M. M for Mishkan. Then we have the story of Chet Ege, which is Teret Lamed Bet, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aled. M for Nono. We used to 18-year-olds, I'm sorry. That's Chet Ege. And then we have Vayakav Chudei building the Mishkan. You follow? And that takes us to the Sefer Shmot. Now, why did I divide it that way? Because what's Rashi hold? Rashi holds that M comes after N. Understand? Rashi puts it in the order of NMP. And Ramban keeps it in order. But in order to play and understand who says what and what goes where, we have those units. And Rashi takes K and moves it. Now, Z is the first story that we read. See Z? And we call it Z because it's in a different book and gives room for Taikra in between. Z I call first story too. Let me define out to summarize, and now we have to get to our original topic. Fear story one is the first story read in Shmot, where the people say, get scared. And tell Moshe, you speak. And Moshe says, no, don't worry, it's good for you. And the people stand at a distance, and we're not sure exactly what happened there. That's fear story one. Fear story two is the one in Devarim, where God tells the people, go home, most of you stay with me, and God says, it's a good idea. It's good to serve God. And in the first story one, Moshe seems to say, it's not such a good idea. Stay put. Now, you know why I call them first story one and first story two? I'm so used to teaching 18-year-olds. It's from Toy Story. Remember? We had it. There was this coming out then when I... Toy Story 2 just came out when I first time I did this. Now, here's what we have to do. Using letters, I want to try and figure out what we have to do. Every parshan who wants to figure out what happened has to make one fundamental decision. And that is, does Z hold the two next to each other? Z, here's story two. Is Z equal to H? Everyone see that? I'm going to say it one more time because that's the key. And any commentator or any student of Chumash has to make one fundamental decision. Is fear story one and two the same story, but two different versions of the same story? And if they're indeed the same story and happen simultaneously, then what I have to figure out is, what leads me to think they're the same story? They're very similar. They're both right after the Ten Commandments. So it makes sense. It's the same thing. But if they're the same thing, I have problems that there's some small contradictions. What do I need to do? Play Tosfos. Understand? And how do I do? I say I make a... We know that's Jewish learning. We do that all the time. We should do. And then we have to understand why is this story that way here and there, but I can put the two stories together. What do we do with the story of the Meraglim and Devarim and the one in Bamidbar? There's reasons for two different versions, but it's the same story. There you can't say it's two different stories. In college, I tell you two different authors. But we don't know that. It's the same story for sure. And then we have to explain why is it spun one way in Bamidbar, for the theme of Bamidbar. Why is it spun differently? And what really happened, I have to slice the two stories and put them together, which you can do. That's what Rashi does, which is totally legitimate.
In other words, it didn't happen two different times.
Yeah, it didn't happen two different times. It's the same story, but I have to juggle the details. Yeah. Oh. Question. It's live.
That is what you would have seen. Mm-hmm. The Garvin is really the most important thing and said, okay, this is what went down. While you were asking me, you go and we'll say that, this is what God was telling me. But it doesn't mean that he told the Nate Pro that at the same time.
Okay, so you're saying you think it's the same story.
Right. So Moses tells the Nate Pro, the word of the point is that you should
Okay,
so you
happened.
Yeah.
And he's telling him, he says, well, you know, this is what happened. God was listening while you were talking to me. He was talking to me. So I was hearing what he was saying. And he said, that's right, they should be afraid. The point of this is, you know, he's saying about...
Me saying, but they should always fear me so much.
He's hearing what God's saying and telling them in different words that the point of this is that we should be afraid.
Okay, so you're... You became a one of the Tosfot.
And then
you understand? It's perfect.
Later, you know, what Hashem really...
Yeah. So you're saying it's the same story. You're saying Z equals H.
Right.
And you're what they call touching up. Which makes... You're allowed to. It's legitimate. There's nothing wrong with playing Tosfot.
The only thing I can figure out is when God called Moses to come home, the did he not listen?
And then they say.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's really the only...
You understand what? No, it's the biggest. The biggest obstacle, okay? Okay? Is that a ksat kasher or a tzarachiyun? That's a tzarachiyun at the end, right? The tzarachiyun, how could that be? And that what really happened? Okay. Sometimes the tzarachiyun leads to what? Now we're going to bring Rabbi Nutaman. We're going to say, you follow? We're going to bring a different opinion. Because what's another possibility? The Z doesn't equal H. Which is also possible. If Z doesn't equal H, if they're not the same story, then we'll have to figure out...
When did Z happen and when did H happen?
When did Z happen? When did H happen? Right? And what happened first? Understand? Got it? That's what we have to do for the next, you know, whatever, half hour or 10 minutes. And then we'll see how Ramban did it. Everyone understand what we have to do? No? I'm not going to... With Z equals H, if you want to see how to do it, look in the Ebenezer. There's a beautiful job. But I agree with you, with your tzarachim, that how could it be that God tells the people in the Devarim, go home, shuvu lechem lo alechem, tatapo amori madi. Go home, and I'm going to tell you all the chukim mishpatim, and we know what these are. That's a whole set of laws.
Moshe
is not. It does, and we don't see that in Shemot. So, if it's a different story, so it makes much more sense it's a different story. So if it's a different story, then we have a bigger problem. Why are the two stories that are so similar, how could they happen at the same time? They can't happen at the same time, one after the other. Then we have to figure out which happened when. Now, if Z doesn't equal H, which story came earlier? Which story has to come earlier? Why does Z have to be the last story? Because they go home. You understand? Z for sure is after the Ten Commandments. No doubt about it. Z has to be after the Ten Commandments. The question is, when did H happen? Yeah.
Does it make sense they twice have the same stupid, you know, it's not like a stupid fear. Like, you go to Hashem, you're not going to be scared from him, so you either step back, and then you go again and hear it again, and it's twice having
the... Yeah, so you're saying it doesn't make sense that they both happen after the Ten Commandments.
No, they both have, that you will speak the same sense. If you go to hear Hashem's voice, and you get scared, so you run away, and then you go again
here
and get scared
and
get told to go home?
I think we call that life.
Yeah.
It happens all the time, don't we? We never make the same, we never repeat the same.
But if that's experience, if you're scared you're going to die, you might not repeat it. If you're scared you're going to get hurt, you might try
you to... Never did you never did roller coaster ride twice?
No, you haven't.
Okay. Most kids do it, so they get used to it. But remember, what's God's answer? If it's to test you, or to prepare you, then we'll go for it again. Based on what Moshe tells him, it makes sense they tried it again. Moshe tells him to try it again after the second time, then they don't listen. Then they say go home. Now, if it's not good two times, it makes sense what you're saying. Yeah. No. Question.
I don't understand. Nobody noticed that they already heard this. Nobody said we've heard this before.
Well, wait. Explain your question. Explain. Wait. Explain your question. I understand, but explain the question to everybody.
How could the same Mount Sinai, same experience, basically, happen twice, and nobody mentions this has happened before, we've heard this before, there's no reference to it being a second time around.
What's happening twice?
The whole
God speaking?
Mount Sinai. If it's a different story,
yeah,
then the whole thing happened at different times.
That's right. So we have to, when,
what does that mean?
It means that eight didn't happen after the Ten Commandments. So when did eight happen?
Before
the Ten Commandments. The eight happened earlier. You follow?
The whole recital of the Ten Commandments.
No, H, look at it. When I say H, everyone know what I mean when I say H?
Yeah.
H is only those four psukim. Here's story one.
Only the
yeah, only those psukim.
It's not the whole spirit.
No, just H.
Okay.
Okay, got it? Which is our solution. Now, just looking at the cutout. If I know H, like, if Z goes where H is, if Z takes Z, put it to H. H is a free electron. Understand? Remember your chemistry. H, I take H, where am I going to put H? Where can I put him? I can't put him later. I got to put him somewhere earlier. So where can I put him? Give me some possibilities.
When they first gathered at the question.
After.
Take a look. Where can I possibly put H and for H to make sense?
Right before C. Yeah. I mean, either after C or after E.
Okay. So we have to deal with H and C. We'll see what we can do with H and C. Okay. Where else can I put it if I want to be really creative? Where's a good place to put it? Basically, where does Chazal put it?
Oh, they put it after F.
Between F and G. And look how perfect it is. What does Chazal say? You learn this when you were young. You realize where it comes from. What did everyone learn when they were young? The first two commandments, we heard directly from God. The last day we heard from Moshe. But why did it? The reason is first person, third person. But what caused, what changed, what happened? So what Chazal say is between F and G, there's a little footnote. Footnote. And then, but here it becomes an endnote.
Yes.
And where does H really belong? But why do people use footnotes? I don't want to interrupt this story because I'll lose my flow. Teachers make that mistake all the time. You start something, oh, by the way this, by the way that. You know a teacher does that all the time. What?
They're
we don't want to break, Moshe broke them, but we don't want to break them up. And, because they're divrei habri. Remember, by Yitzchak b'Brito aser et ha'dvarim. By Yitzchak b'Brito aser et ha'dvarim. We can't break them up. They have to be presented together. But what happened in the middle? Look, read H again. It makes perfect sense. V'chol ha'mrim et ha'chol ha'fet ha'lapidim et kol ha'shofar v'har ha'shem v'yamdu merachot v'yamru ha'moshe d'ver etam anu v'nishma v'ayay d'ver etam tenamot. They said, Moshe, we don't want to hear from God anymore. We want to hear from you. Moshe says, no, what he calls. Stay with it. It's good for you. And what do people do? They don't listen to Moshe.
They run back.
They stay farther back. And where's Moshe go? They don't go home. They don't go home, do they? By a motor near a chok. And where's Moshe go? Moshe goes out. To get what? The last eight. And Moshe does over the last eight, and that's why they're in third person. There's a reason why Chazal said that. It makes sense. You follow? It's a beautiful solution. What? What?
There's an answer there about Talmud as well.
Okay, let everyone find what you're looking at. Listen.
Sorry?
Rabbi Becker is pointing to Perek Hay in Dvarim. I told you you need two Tanachim. Look in Perek Hay in Dvarim, Pasuk Dalet Hay, right before the Ten Commandments. You just got yourself into a mess, though, but read out loud. Everybody? Yeah. Everyone have it? Perek Hay Pasuk Dalet in Dvarim. And these are, remember, these are the two psukim right before the Ten Commandments. Okay, what's that mean? God spoke to you directly. Like, finish the whole sentence, otherwise it won't be here. What happened? I gave you, God spoke to you directly, but I told you the words of God. Why? Because you got scared. Did that solve our problem or only... Did that solve our problem or reflect our problem? Right. What's it describing? Is it describing what happened before the Ten Commandments? During the Ten Commandments or after the Ten Commandments? You follow?
Pasuk Hay.
Pasuk Hay that says... Pasuk that says, I became the middleman because you got scared. Is that describing what happened before they started? What happened in the middle or what happened afterwards?
It couldn't describe any of it.
Exactly. It's consistently ambiguous. Yeah.
Yeah,
is it possible that there's also the reaction to Kelkan Apokeda Bonavokabanibashim, that the fear of
Oh, that's very good. That's even better. That's even better than the Bible Kakmo joke.
They don't even fear the next
one. The second they hear, okay, whoa, that really scares them. Yeah. And rightly so. And that's why they get scared. The content, not only the theatrics scare them, but the content scares them.
Except it doesn't
stop them. Yeah, that's the problem. But that's a question. Is that the reason or an excuse? You know that. Anyone bringing up children knows that. There's the reason and an excuse.
Especially because
people usually say the excuse, not the reason. Yeah.
By the time we get to the Dvarim, we're not talking to anybody who's actually been there, and you know it's.
Read Pasuk Gimel. Hey Gimel.
Well, I thought,
yeah. That cover wasn't with your parents; it was with you right here today.
Because
guess what Moshe's going to do in his speech?
Right.
He's going to recreate the fear.
Right.
And boys are going to scare them.
The idea of saying that the Pnei Ha'esh is that you're actually giving the older generation a better an excuse.
True. Yeah, yeah.
Not even, you know, it doesn't really matter why they got afraid, but you're telling their children a really decent reason why.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And
even though
you're going to redo it.
But for sure, you're right. The content for sure fits into it. Now, let's go back to our question. Again, if you hold Z equals H, which makes sense, the Shomronim held that way, Ebenezer held that way, there's logic to it. On the other hand, the Shomronim, I said, I was joking. On the other hand, it makes even more sense, let's face a new question, from the Balei Tosfot, remember? The Tzorachim. How could God say go home and they don't go home? And therefore, it makes sense, even more sense, that Z doesn't equal H. Then where do we put H? Chazal put it between S and G. If you want to see the source, Chizkuni brings it down, black and white, between S and G. And it makes sense, it fits in nicely. Ramban doesn't hold that, though. Guess where Ramban's going to put it? Ramban doesn't like moving things out of order, does he? If anyone doesn't want to move something, it's Ramban. He doesn't want to move things. Okay? But here he's forced to. Now, where else can I move H to? Where else can I move H? And here it works out really good. Now, the pages help you figure out where to put it. You asked a good question. What? Where else can I put H? Look at the opening line of H. For all Amorim and Tcholot and Talapidim and Tchol Hashofar and Tarashen. It's before the Ten Commandments were given. Yeah. Compare C to H. Just look at C and H, and they're right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's quick, but look carefully. Read the first line of C. Vayi biyom ha'shlishi, vayi kolot uvrakim, v'anan kaved al ahar, v'kol shafar chazak mod, v'achad kol b'machaneh. How does H begin? V'kol amroim et ha'kolot, v'et lafidim, v'et kol ha'shafar, v'et ha'rashen, v'ayam b'yanu v'yamdu merachok. What?
They haven't even left yet.
I could do H not as a footnote between F and G, but a footnote to C. Understand? That's what Rabban's going to do. Because that's what it called. Because that's where they ended up. Bamdu Merachok, all the way back to the Machaneh, you'd have to say.
They never got out of the Machaneh. H is why they never got out.
H is coming to explain what happened in detail more.
Why
have given? That's the biggest problem. Let's say it happened earlier, so write it there. Half 90% of the story is there anyhow. What's another two psukim? Yeah. So Ramah's going to ask it.
It's the villain of the Pharaoh.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to summarize it, and then we'll see how Ramban writes it all. Okay. What was the anchor? What was the logic you came up with? Why Z doesn't equal H? Remember what was there? What was it? Tzorachim? Where's my Balei Tosfot? What was the reason you gave? What's the name? Yeah, what was the reason you gave? But what was the reason you gave? For Son of Hume. Well, why doesn't it make sense it's the same story? What was the biggest problem you had?
The only problem was that
Oh, that was going home. Okay. So if I have to explain an opinion that he doesn't quite, that should be his anchor.
For sure.
We'll try to find it, maybe we'll see if there's anything better. And then the question is where I put it, and there's two possibilities, either between the Dibrot or beforehand. If it's beforehand, the big question is,
why isn't it there?
Especially, you know, why not write the whole thing? No. Here, pass this out. But I did, thanks to the computer.
I guess I need another. I think I'm not being much better. Oh, here, bro.
Wait, get to the Ramban.
Oh, yeah. This is something that sticks with you, and as he keeps explaining to it, I keep remembering.
Hey, did everyone follow what we did? But I want to make sure now, I want to see it inside the Ramban. The Ramban will be a review of what we did. And I want you to appreciate now every line, every word the Ramban says. And I want to show you the Ramban's a chavrusa and not a teacher. And not a more chavrusa than a teacher. Because if you didn't do what we just did, you wouldn't begin to appreciate what he's going to say. Ramban, it says Ramban on Shavuot 2014, two-sided, but the one on top. Okay. First has the Dibur HaMatchil, which is B'chol HaMorim et HaKalot. Notice he says Pasuk Yedalet, or that's because the number of the Pesukim is different, depending how you count the Dibrot. Everyone have it? Now, thanks to word processor, and everything's online now, so I was able to format it. No, there's no Ramban published like this. You follow with, you know, divide it up line by line like that, and with numbers. And I added a couple things to clarify. Okay. Datam Farshim, when Ramban says Datam Farshim, who's he talking about? No. Rashi is called Kumzurus. Remember that's what it was that. Okay. Who's Datam Farshim? Ebenezer. It was, in general, Ramban always deals with Rashi and Ebenezer. That's always his kickoff. And then when he disagrees, he brings their opinions, respects them tremendously, and then starts punching. Datam Farshim Shayeze Achar Matan Torah. Got it? Remember, Achar Matan Torah. Okay, all the bolds are all, everything is added by me. Okay. B'hu Shamar, B'tikru N'elai Kol Roshay Sheitzechem Tikdechem Matumun Hei Ran Hashem Kvodo B'chudai. What's he quoting? He's quoting Dvarim. So basically, what he's saying in our Lashon?
Z equals H.
Z equals H. You follow? Yeah. Ramban says, what's Ebenezer saying? This story, H, happened after Matan Torah. Now, if you didn't know this, you say, what's of course that's the Matan Torah. Matan Torah is over. But he knows where he's going, Ramban. Ebenezer says, Datam Farshim, this happened after Matan Torah, and this is equal to the story in Devarim, which is equal to H. By the way, you should later when you have a chance on Shavuot, read Ebenezer, it's really good. He's got to deal with your problem. He deals with it. Now, Dein Kan Dati. Now, well, besides that he likes to quote Ebenezer, why is he quoting Ebenezer first? Because he really wished he could agree with him. Why? Because what's Ramban want to do? He really wants to keep it in order. Ramban does everything. He does somersaults. Read him in the beginning of Bahar. What he does to keep Bahar in order. Boy, somersaults. What he does to keep Bahar in order. He'll do everything to keep Chumash in order. When his back is to the wall, his back is going to be to the wall. Now, Nein Kan Dati, he reached a different conclusion. And now I numbered the different reasons. Reason number one. This is the first one. No one realized this one. Bavur shamar v'kan al yedaber imanu Elohim v'lo amar od. Now, take a look. Now, we'll return to the page in a minute. Look in H. What are the people saying? What scares them? What scares them in H? What causes the fear?
Right? Talking period.
V'chol am roim et hakolot v'tlapidim. Say again. Right? Today, what isn't mentioned in the fear? It never says that God spoke to them. They're scared before it started. Understand? What scares them? The kolot, the eish, and lapidin. The theatrics scare them. It never says they heard a word from God yet. And then what do they say? They don't. They know God spoke to speak to them, and they want to stop before it starts. Okay? Because he hasn't spoke, but don't let him speak. Okay. Look in Dvarim, what's it say? What's it say there? Yeah, look and see. Look in your Chumash. What they say? Vatzal lama namut in tochenu. Yes, it's underlined in Z. Im yotzvim anachnu vishmo et kol Hashem od vabatnu. You should have put in yotzvim, it's even better proof. Im yotzvim anachnu od vabatnu. Got it? Beautiful proof? He did his homework. Did he? Now, now back to Ramban. Look at that line in Ramban.
That would give proof that it's between F and G, in the sense that Yosrim Oz, in other words, that they heard some of it, and not all of it.
What you're saying is I could theoretically put Z between F and G,
right.
If I wanted to, yeah. But then the problem is, then it says go home. Because they're standing in front of us. But then they said they went home in the middle of the Ten Commandments. There's no Kiddush Club yet. No. One year I had a student who said that, and she never gave up. She was convinced that that happened that Z happened in the middle, and I couldn't prove her wrong. So go back to the Ramban page. Enkan Dati, number one. Read it again. Babur Shamar Bekan, Ayidaberim Manolim, Velo Amar Od. Now, if you didn't read and compare, you would never understand that line in the Ramban. You follow? No way. Ramban doesn't explain what he's about to explain. Ramban assumes you did your homework. That's my point, my pedagogical point. You can't read a Ramban unless you do your homework. And Ramban for sure did the comparison. And the Ramban now did it, he assumed that the reader he's writing for did it. Otherwise you could never write that way. That's the point? It's a pedagogical point, not a proof. Ramban could not write that way if he didn't assume that his audience knows what he's talking about. Okay. Reason number two. Umoshe amar v'kan al tirao, v'sham namar etiba kosher libero. That's what you brought up, right? So what was the problem? We tried to solve that. What did Moshe say?
Don't worry.
Don't worry. No, don't fear. And what's God say? Good fear. You were talking about that, weren't you? How could it be machloket? Oh, you were talking about one of you. How could it be machloket between Moshe and God? That was your point, wasn't it? How could God say one thing, Moshe another thing? Now, that's not an anchor. Understand? It's a proof. It's a raya, but it's not an anchor. Because you could say Moshe could think it's a bad idea, and God could say it's a good idea. That happens in Chumash. But on the other, it's chazib tzurufe. Three. Ba'od. Ki bekan lo siper shifachadu rach mina kolod v'lapidim u'mina har shu ashen. Right? Here, only, what are they fearful of? Only the theatrics. V'sham pachadu midibur ha-shechina. Okay? And how do we prove that? Shamru ki mi kol basar asher shama ko Elohim chayim medaber mitoch eish k'mon ibechi. It's clear that in Zee, in Dvarim, they already heard God speaking. It's clear they heard God speaking. They heard His voice. And therefore, and there's no remix, there's no indication that at all in H. Okay. And finally, for V'od Kibekan Omar, Moshe Nigash HaLarafel, V'lo Omar Shabba B'tocho. At the end of the story, this is very interesting. What's he saying here? Fourth difficult. V'od, what's another proof? Kibekan, but in Shmot, in H. What happens at the end? Moshe goes to where? El Arafel, up to El Arafel, but not where?
Not
all the way inside. Lomar v'tocho. And Rabban assumes that in Devarim, when it's over, Vatapo made him a deed, staying with God. Now what's Rabban assuming? That what's happening in Devarim is what's described in the end of Perek Chavdalad. That Moshe goes up for 40 days and 40 nights. And where's Moshe go? Vatapo Moshe v'tocho anan. Rabban's making an amazing assumption. That you realize that the end of which in the Tanakh is L. But Moshe goes up for 40 days and 40 nights. Look at the end of L. Vayevo Moshe, see the words I haven't underlined? Vayevo Moshe betoch ha'anan. That's what Rabban is referring to, isn't it? Because you say what's happening in Devarim must be the story you know. But Moshe was up for the first 40 days.
Because the other view would be that Arafel and Anan are different.
The other view is that Moshe, Arafel is the Anan, and Moshe went into the Anan, and that's what Rashi says, that was God's original plan. No, is Arafel and Anan the same thing, or two different things? Good question. No, okay. One more time. Got it? No. No. That's relating, what's behind this, behind four, is what I told you, that God tells them, go to your tents, and you stay with me. But Bama didn't even bother to say that, that's so obvious, but he brings the proof from the Arafel and the Betochof, which is based on that. Now, Padachon Beinai, now it's good, Padachon Beinai, Ubi Sidura Inyan, Ki V'chol Amrim Et Kolof, Et Femur Moshe, that's H, Haya Kodem Atan Torah, they happened beforehand. Not in the middle, but before. And so I call H equals C. Okay. Now, what's the biggest problem with that? You all told me, what's the biggest problem with that?
Why
is it out of order? Listen how he gets around it. Listen what he says here. Umitchila, what's that referring to? Perkutet. Hizkir kiseder koladven mashet tibal moshe, belagbat har vazat am vasar tedibrot. In Perkutet, what's the main topic? What God is commanding Moshe to do. You follow? The focus of Perek Yutet, what's God telling Moshe to do, and that's the thrust of the whole story. And what's the footnote? Vata, now, after the Dibur over, Chazar, what I call footnote, or endnote, Vizkir v'dibur ha'am el Moshe. By the way, when that story was happening, here's what the people told Moshe. You follow what he's saying? What's the reason? Perek Yutet is primarily the word of God to Moshe, what God tells us to do, and how we have to get ready, based on what God says. And Perachav is a endnote. But by the way, when that was happening, you should know the people said this, and that's what happened. That's the strongest, right? But he's got to give a reason. Now, he has very good proofs of why it's the same. It's very similar. But that's what he comes up with. Again, Vata Chazar Vizker B'Divrei Moshe B'Amar Kim. Okay, now I'll read it slowly then. Vata, again. Chazar Vizker B'Divrei Moshe. Vamar, ki me'eit sharu et ha'kolot v'tel lapidim, back in Perek Yutet, and see, when they heard the kolot in lapidim, no lachor v'amdu mirachok, yotem mikvu lahar asher yizbo Moshe. Listen what he says to the story. What happened? Look at page, on the third day, what happened? There's kolot v'brakim, v'anam kaved alahar, v'koshav v'chazak mod. Then what happened? The people got scared. They have Yom Merachok. What's that? That's the Machaneh. You follow? They went Merachok, not just to the distance, what you said, isn't it? They went all the way back to the Machaneh. And that's explaining now why they went to the Machaneh. Because if I only have, in Perek Yutet, I don't know why they're in the Machaneh. In Perek Yutet, it's stranger than the Machaneh. There's no reason, they shouldn't be at the Machaneh. What's the footnote tell me after the brother over in age? Why they went back to the Machaneh? Because they got scared. And therefore, what is Moshe do? Now, let's read inside. Farther away than they were supposed to be. And now he's going to put everything in order. I put in the Aleph. Okay. Now, what he has to do now, is you can try it on your own. You have some country trying to play this game. You take H and C and try to weave them together.
Yeah.
He's going to weave H into C. You follow? Rambam's going to take H and weave it into C. And watch what he does. Okay. Kibaboka, are you kolot? Everyone have Aleph now? Kibaboka, are you kolot of Rakim and Koshafar? Vadayin lo yadashchina. You follow? That's the theatrics before it starts. And then I put in small print, he brings the ride that it was, Kinyan Ruach Dulav Chazak Mefarei Kavim Shaber Shleim Yitzni Hashem. What's he quoting? Eliyahu?
Yeah.
I'll come out, not by chance. But if I get started with that, I'll get... That's Mamad Har Sinai, 40 days, 40 nights. That's a Shirin Malachi. Okay. Bechardua Am, what's that based on? Vayachar Kol Mashe B'machaneh. Bechardua Am B'machaneh B'mkom Tachanotam. That's part of that Perek Yutet, got it? if people get scared. Now, what's Moshe's response? Bring him back. Moshe chizek libam. What part is that? Vayotze Moshe.
Vayotze, what's it say? Vayo?
Vayotze. Vayotze Moshe tam. Because the machane. I mean, mina machane of the fair. Now, back in bed again. Moshe chizek libam. Vayotziam likrat Elohim. Vayotze betachit har. You get who's reading it in? Vayotam sham betachit har. Mitzapim umbijatzim. Yawad Hashem ahadaish. That's perfect. Good pass, right? Okay. Okay. And the mountain began to shake, and he called it was a real earthquake. 7.3 on the scale. Okay? And that's what I put in the little printer, he described an earthquake. He says it's not an earthquake. And it was scary. Or your temikan, even more than earthquake. Okay. Where's that from? We read it this morning. Ramban takes that literally, doesn't he? Harim Maktub is Hashem. He's referring to literally talking about Mamad Har Sinai. That's good for, okay. He says, Beinenu Mashal. Most people hold it to Mashal, right? He said, Beinenu Mashal. Kasher, Beinenu Mashal, Hayam Ravayanu, Svayarin, Sablechor. He says, we are going to be consistent. If I am Rabbi Yonos, isn't a Mashal, then I'm going to Chelim can't be a Mashal. So he throws this little, he's a teacher, Ramban. Now, then he continues. Okay. V'nitchazei kol shofar ma'od, what part is that? Laik ha'shor lecha v'tek ma'od. Az ro'am, v'yanu v'yod, he finished now. See, and now he's going to finish the page. V'nitchazei kol shofar ma'od, az ro'u ha'am, v'yanu v'achor, v'yamdu mirochok, yotem min ha'gvul. Okay. Got it? They go, again they get scared. V'azam ru'i lav kulam, shalu yidaber imayim Elohim klau. Tanya mutu. They don't want God to speak at all, they're too scared. Ki b'more, that was an earthquake, they got scared. Ki b'more nefchut tireyem aleyem v'lo atzru, v'lo atzru koach. You know that feeling when you're psyching and your stomach falls on you? Okay? They couldn't take it anymore. V'im yishmu adibur yamutu, and they're sure that they hear the dibur, they'll die. Umashech itkam, b'mar l'maltiro. Now, what's Ramban gain? I put in, it's like I highlighted it. According to Ramban, what happened? They listened to Moshe. Is that neat? They listened to Moshe. Moshe said, don't worry, and they actually listened to him. V'shamoyla. Moshe said, don't worry, and they were ready to give up on the whole thing. And Moshe said, no, stay for it, stick it out. And they listened to him. You follow? It's not something that was wrong. They went back where they should have been in the first place. You follow? It's not they went far now. They stayed where they should have been in the first place. It said they stood in Har Sinai, maybe a little bit further back, maybe not because of Moshe wanted, but they stood in Har Sinai. And what's Moshe do? The Moshe Nigas for himself with love about the Tochol. V'az Dibar the Matzal for Dibrot. You follow? And the Dibrot, the people are almost where they should be. Moshe is higher up, they're not all the way inside. And God gives the Ten Commandments to everybody together. Everyone is a Madrega. Okay? V'achar Tzal for Dibrot. Got it? Lo Yitzker Kan Mashomu Eskelim Le Moshe. If that's the case, why is the story, other story in Dvarim? In Dvarim, what should be what should be in Shmos after the Ten Commandments? We should have Z. Why isn't Z in Devarim? Because why? Because we started laws, I want to keep the laws going. So I have a little endnote, a footnote. So after the Devarim over, I have a footnote what happened in Z, but I don't have the story of Z because that's not our topic. Now I got to get to the mitzvot. Of course, if I was over about the mitzvot, why put the endnote there? You understand why it's shlach, but you understand why Abinazar doesn't agree. But it Rabban's giving an answer, but it's not that strong. And he realizes that also. Ki rotsa leber keter misal ha-mishpatim. Abov v'bishne Torah, hizkei Moshe ki achrei ha-dibrot, kavu elav kol ha-shei shifteyam, what do you know? Okay? V'zikneyam, v'amru, if you're saying anach v'shvon kol ha-shem, od v'matnu, that's the old thing, ki sharinu v'nachshin shlo nucha od v'shvon masa davar ha-shem alim. What did they think? They thought that God was going to give all 613 that way. He says, oh, we can handle 10 maybe, but enough is enough. You follow? And so this is the coolest thing Ramban says. And that's the, what's Kaz's answer? I never intended to give you more than 10. you were worried for no reason. You got what? And he says, they show me, I got them scared, that's why I want them. And I want to give you the rest of them. Listen, that was God's original plan. God wanted them to get scared. He wanted them to blow the whistle. Because God only intended to give them the Ten Commandments in the first place. And that's why that story is in Devarim. What's the theme in Devarim? What's Moshe's main point in Devarim? What's most important? Okay, you know by heart. Okay? In the speech in Devarim, but in the executive summary, what does God want from Am Yisrael? Perikid Pasek is that. Bata Yisrael, Mashem Elkecha, Toresh Vimach, Kim, Lira Oto. The main thing God wants is fear. Ramban's consistent. You follow that, the theme in Devarim. He's super consistent in Devarim. Okay, so that's the Ramban on Z equals H. Okay, now, that's the, that was my goal. Again, you need to do Chazara for sure. But the main goal is to make a little bit sense. First of all, it's clear that the Torah is intentionally ambiguous. Now, the difference is, what's the purpose of the ambiguity? I'll just summarize it in a nutshell. That ambiguity about how close can you be to God? Where should you be standing in front of God? Buddy, sitting or massaging? How close are you to God? How close do you need to be to God? That's a dialectic. It's not poorly written. The way the story is written reflects the most real thing about our relationship with God. There's a dialectic where on the one hand, we have to be as close as possible and be ready for everything and be as intense as possible. On the other, we're human and there needs to be what they call in Hebrew the sun. And we need to fear God, and we should feel, how can we get so close and we're nobody? Okay. But if you're too far away, for Devarim, where the main theme is Zira, what's the first mitzvah we get after the Ten Commandments? What's the Perek Vav about? What? Parsha what?
Parsha Yira.
Yep, no. Not Parsha Yira. After the Yira is over, God sends us home. What's the first thing he tells Moshe to other people? That's exactly the balance. When you have too much fear, the first commandment is to love it. When it's too close, God says, keep your distance. It's classic. I mean, that's the dialectic. What I'm getting at, what appears to be poorly written and unclear is intentional. And behind that is this whole dialectic, and behind that is the whole world of your relationship with God. And that's what Rambam Harshkin is about. It's a relationship which is key. So that's the other goal is to appreciate a Ramban. I hope I made my proof. My key point. If you want to learn a Ramban, you got to learn Chumash first. You can't just read a Ramban. Right? You can't have to learn a Ramban on, read the Ramban on the parsha and just read the Ramban. And not sweat over Chumash first. Because you'll never understand him if you do that. Maybe a couple Rambans, but not good Rambans. You'll never understand them. You have to ask all the questions, look back and forth. If you learn the sugi, you'll see it. And then you'll see also the other parshanim, how they argue. Now, you understand exactly what leads the Bible critic to say it's going to be different. But that's why through in the dialectic side, it's even deeper when you realize it's intentional. And when there's so many other sources in it. And it's all, when you do the cutouts, it's really neat how everything works out. And there's more. I think it's to do on Shavuot. But what Rashi does, Rashi takes K, two things out. If you want to realize how much your kindergarten teacher knew, Rashi took K. Where do you put K? Look at K. That's the Benishma. Where does K go? K goes between A and B. Or it goes the other way, B. Or it's between A and B, that's right. Or maybe you say, you're right. They say, that's the first... It's not seven ishmas, it's the first breath in the beginning. So what's a nice proof? If in E, look at E for a minute. It's underlined. You see Pasuk Chavet? When God tells Moshe in E, go down and warn the people and tell them what? Don't get too close. Even the Kohanim who come close to the guy, they have to be careful. That makes no sense in Perek Yotzeh. Why? We've never heard of them before. Who are these Kohanim? If Cain happened beforehand, who are the Kohanim?
If you were doing opposite.
The people will go up, look at Pasuk Bet. I mean, Pasuk Aleph. V'moshe ba'areata, Aaron and Dava v'yuv, v'shivim skinim, v'shach v'tem merachok. There's a group of Kohanim who go closer to God. Those are the Kohanim in Yigashim. So, if K happened in A, between A and B, then E makes sense. If K happened later, E makes no sense at all. Who are these Kohanim? Where did they see God? Now, do they see God? Look at Pasuk Yud. Vayirua delayi sov, v'tachet ragla, they saw God in there. And what are we afraid of now? If we already saw God at the Kiddush, what's going to happen now? And who saw God? The leadership group. Everyone wants to see God now. What's going to happen on Sinai? The river wants God staying in. Warn them. They're going to want to come. You follow? But when Rush, what your kid taught you is so deep. Now, the question is, why is K at the end? Now, if it happened there, then why is it at the end? That's again another, there's Perek Yotzeh in a nutshell is all about fear. It's misnagdim. And Perek and K, Perek Havdalah, is all about Ava. It's a kiddush, it's fun, it's nice, it's... And what Chumash says, he takes one story, there's two versions of the same story. And he takes the year apart and put it in Perek Yotzeh, and the other part afterwards, and the answer to that is in Reshit Chochmah. Yirat Hashem, but that at Reshit Chochma. So as you start with Yirat and Zava, then that's for Shalashuda. That's the one. There's more than the whole Chetam Mishkan and Egel. It's a lot of fun, but the coolest thing is D. We're D goes. And according to Rashi, D also is between F and G. So Moshe took the last eight he broke. But what Rashi does, what Chazal do, they just finish it. D goes between S and G. Because Moshe is speaking the last eight he broke. He's way better than, well, yeah.
Which also supports Moshe being down for the first three
broke. Exactly, yeah.
Otherwise, how would they have a dialogue with the
enemy? Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the, you have to work it out for Shmuel if you want. So, again, see, the parts in here are great. But when I get across, if you want to appreciate them, you gotta study, compare them, and follow the story, follow the flow. Hopefully the cutouts help you follow through. Anyway, wish everybody a Chag Kasher v'Sameach and Marv. Okay, Marv, yeah.
Marv will be upstairs in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Where does Rav see that? Where's the distinction between first person and second person? What's the difference between that's the distinction?
When someone speaks directly to you, speak in first person. We talk about somebody speaks in second person.
So what's the goal? I'm thinking that's like, why is that a distinction?